This is Olive.
And this is Rice.
We're mother and daughter.
And we're bringing you a daily dose of flavor to your life. Woo-hoo. Welcome back. It's been a while. Sorry, we've been
busy.
Sick.
Sick, busy. Keeping our head above the wave
dealing
of
with
life.
Dealing with exorcism pukes and exorcism shits.
Sometimes that is what it is.
It's great.
All right, so what are we talking about today, Rice?
What are we talking about today, Olive?
We're still on weddings.
Yes, but we've moved on from yours.
Thank the Lord.
So you can enjoy that bit, and you're the one who gets to be me today.
All right, so one man, two weddings, but only actually one marriage.
Yes. I don't think many people can say that. I think maybe many people who are internationally
or married either to someone from a different country,
yes,
or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
yes.
Talk to me about the wedding.
Which one? Should probably start with the first one. Right?
Yeah. So the first one, all I remember was it was pretty hectic for me. Because of course I do want to make you feel loved.
Yes. It was a stressful day because technically that was our legal one.
I know. And so I wanted you to feel special.
Yes.
And you know,
yes,
we don't have loads of family friends here and stuff like
that.
No,
it was very small and intimate.
40 people.
Yes.
Yes.
Compared to the like Korean 150.
Yeah, but you know,
also hence why we had to have two.
Very different. So the Australian wedding was very, you know, it was beautiful setting. Mm. So we had it at the ICMS University.
So I graduated there.
Yes. And it used to be a monastery, didn't it?
Yes.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
So we ended up choosing that one because we found out we could get a discount. We're like, oh, yeah.
Of course, because Dad did
15% off.
Dad paid for a whole whack, right?
Yes, yes.
So we got a really good rate per person because you got that because you were a student.
Yes.
And then you couldn't use the chapel unless you converted.
Yes. Hence why I am now Catholic.
That's not the only reason.
No.
So.
But it's one of the
main reasons. Do you remember most about that day?
I remember being quite nervous, which you obviously would be, given it is the wedding, and I had planned so much and we had organized so much and I just wanted it to go well.
But we weren't about it being perfect.
No.
Because I remember the morning while we were setting up your dinner / whatever we were doing, dance, but it was over by like 9:30, 10.
Yeah. Because it is
we lost your menus that were half English, half Korean.
Right.
And it was somewhere between the study and the... And I said to Dad, I said in the study, and I told Paul it's in the study and they couldn't find it. And Uncle Paul was like, "Whoa!" And so we thought we'd have to make new ones.
Great. I'm so glad. This is the first time I'm hearing this, by the way.
So we were doing this behind the scenes. The university was trying to help. I was freaking out.
You found them, though.
Yes.
So it's fine.
But that
so I feel like this is more the good, the bad, and the crazy from your perspective of my wedding.
Okay, but so you were nervous, right?
Yeah.
I've got the most beautiful pictures of you and your bridesmaids at the Hilton where you got dressed.
Yes.
Yes, and you looked so beautiful. Carrie.
I think going back to what the theme is.
What's the theme?
With the good, the bad, the crazy.
Oh, God.
I feel like the good thing about this wedding was actually having Jacob's family there and you guys meeting them for the first time and
not understanding each other,
but still, yeah, it was a great experience.
We reversed roles between the Australian and the Korean wedding.
Yes. Do you want to explain to the people what you mean by that?
So when Jacob's mom and them came over here, they couldn't really speak English all that well. So they were just a lot of smiling. Mm. It was so beautiful, such beautiful people. When we went there, we had the exact opposite. Yeah. We couldn't speak Korean.
So you're just smiling and shaking hands and saying hi.
It was great. I've got a story about the restaurant we went to.
Okay, wait. No. Okay. So I think the good for me was that. And also the evening and having every, like, I think the best thing for my wedding was just having everyone there.
And we had, all your friends were part of your wedding.
Yes. All my high school friends, some of my uni friends.
Church friends.
And we had family from the UK there, from your side and dad's side, Korean family. It was, and South Africa, Oma and Opa were there. It was just a freaking explosion of cultures. And a couple
came out, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
It was a freaking explosion of nationalities and culture in that 40 something people. Can you imagine the amount of cultures that have come together and then that like 40
and you
people.
Kept having to say to Jacob and his brother to smile.
Yes, well, poor Jacob's brother had a broken foot. He'd broken his foot just before he came, so he was not that happy.
But he didn't have a big cast on.
No, but it was fucking painful. And his poor wife just wanted to dance and he just sat there the whole night.
Like a lemon. There's some beautiful pictures, beautiful memories. The good, that was the good. What was the bad?
The bad? I think the bad and the crazy kind of go together for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because I don't know out of these two things which to categorize and which section. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first thing was, as I'm getting ready at the hotel with the girls, my phone is ringing and it's Jacob, and I'm like freaking out a little bit. And Tasha and the girls go, no, don't worry. Just go to the side. Just relax. We'll handle it. They pick up the phone and I can hear stuff going on in the background. I'm going, oh, what the fuck is happening right now? Because of course my husband has to cause stress. Otherwise, what fun is it? And he is freaking out because he doesn't know where our wedding rings are. And he's calling me, asking me. Yes, because Linford was the one organizing Jacob, right? Thank you, Linford. You were a lifesaver. But he was organizing Jacob and he went, okay, I think we have everything, because there was a whole thing about Jacob not actually having a tie and not a belt and his pants falling down. And so he was rushing and trying to organize shit. And as they're driving to the venue, Linford goes, I think we're okay now because you have the rings and everything. Jacob goes, Linford goes, you have the rings, right? I think Carolise has the rings. And then the whole calling fest starts up. Where are the rings?
So where were the rings?
They were with me because we were taking photos at the hotel.
Oh, my God.
But I think maybe that goes into crazy because I was kind of like, I have crazy. The rings. The bad was our priest was kind of old.
Oh, my God. Right. Actually, I have to say this. What? So the Korean, because it's a Korean Catholic wedding.
Yes.
So he says the parents have to come up and bow to the congregation. John goes, I'm not fucking bowing. I'm like, just
bow.
He goes, I'm not bowing. I'm going, honey, just do it. And all I said to my dad was, because Appa has a vehemency of like allergic reaction to Catholicism. I said, Dad, please just don't say anything.
But it's not a Catholic thing. It's a Korean thing.
No, but it was the ceremony that I was worried he'd say,
fuck.
Well, no, or whatever might be inappropriate, you know. Anyway, so yes, your Korean priest was a bit old.
Yes, but he was lovely. We go through the whole ceremony and there's a whole bunch of papers you have to sign as you're doing it, because then the priest has to then lodge that, and that's what legally you guys are married, right? Once the whole thing is out, everyone's out of the church, Linford and Tasha are finishing organizing stuff with the priest because they have to sign some stuff. And then the priest is gone and they're going through. And then all of a sudden, while we're taking photos, Linford comes to me and he goes, the priest has forgotten to sign something. And the priest is already gone. Like, he's heading off to the next thing he has to do. And I'm going, what? You mean this is for nothing? What the fuck is happening right now? Then it's like, it's fine. We're going to call him. We're going to get him to come back and finish signing the stuff. And it's going to be fine. So he organized. But I'm like, Jesus, this is not the thing that I need to be worrying about right now.
How stressful.
I think that was probably the worst thing that happened that day.
But he did come back.
He did. Linford.
So Linford is your hero.
He is. Yes. I feel like if anyone had the MVP of that wedding, it would be Linford.
But he was also the Masters of Ceremony, wasn't he?
And he was Jacob's best man.
Yes. May need to just keep Jacob together.
But Linford does say he was actually my best man.
He was your best man. Yes. He was your boy. He was your boy bridesmaid.
Yes. Just sitting on Jacob's side, standing on Jacob's
side. And Josh also had a seat, didn't he?
Yes, and Jacob's brother.
Who was Josh paired up with Maddie?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So your biological dad didn't give you away.
No.
But your dad that chose you gave you away.
My dad that chose me.
Daddy. John.
Why do you say chose
because
me?
Because I think back about when we arrived in Australia.
I have a heart on my head, by the way.
I can see that. When we arrived, we were here for like 3 months and you and Josh decided that you wanted him as your dad.
Mm.
And there was... After 3 months, you guys were like, yeah, you got to be our dad. You're okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
You guys wrote in that letter. Do you remember?
Nope.
You're the best dad we've ever had. No, actually, never was the phrase.
Ah, yes.
I was like, oh my God.
Stab, stab, stab.
Always the stabbing. But he gave you away, but yes. Your biological dad couldn't come or didn't come.
Yes. Yes. You kind of wanted to do it, but then you're like.
I said, like, I've walked with you your whole life, but yes. I know you're quite a traditionalist.
No, but I also think dad would have felt.
Well, dad was so excited
yes,
to give you away.
He was.
It was beautiful.
Yes. And he cried.
Of course he cried.
He's very emotional. It's quite sweet.
He's
seeing
beautiful.
A man emotional.
He's vulnerable. He doesn't yes. mind showing it. Mm.
So that was the
Australian one.
The white wedding.
And it was wildly busy. I was so glad when it was done, sweet Lord. Yes. So let's go visit Korea. So we all fly via Singapore.
You did. Jacob and I were after the wedding. We waited a week.
Yes.
Because Jacob's parents and brother were here. So we hung out with them a bit. Then we all of us flew back to Korea after that
together.
Week. Yes. We were all on the same plane but sat in different sections. And because Jacob and I had to go to Korea and do final organizations of stuff. So I think we were in Korea for about a month before we came back to Australia.
I remember I flew all over Australia delivering work before I flew.
Yeah.
I was so tired. Mm-hmm. I was like a zombie on the plane.
So yeah, Jacob and I were doing that. And I have to say, the Korean wedding was a whole different experience. It was very exhausting. I feel like I was more tired after the Korean wedding.
I wasn't.
No, not you.
I wasn't. Like
the bride,
the
bride and groom are really pulled thin at a Korean wedding. We didn't eat.
We didn't really eat. No. I had to tell you because the banquet hall or whatever it is, called the mess hall.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Well, the thing, okay, let me explain the Korean wedding system to people who don't know. Okay. Usually when you get married in Korea, they have wedding halls, right? Which is a venue which is beautiful. Like it looks, there's a huge stage, there's usually chandeliers and like they dollared up beautifully. I'll post some pictures of what it looked like for my one. Mm-hmm. And it is, it's gorgeous, right? Mm-hmm. But it is a stage because you're pretty much just putting your wedding on show for people who know you.
But it's weird.
Wow.
I mean, didn't Jacob walk down with Darth Vader?
Yes, he really wanted, okay, I have to say this. He really wanted to do that for the first one. But I said to him, I said, the priest is not going to okay you walking down to the Imperial March. I don't think that that's on the list of Catholic approved.
Did your husband see secretly Darth Vader's son or something?
So he was determined to do it for the Korean one because he could. I swear everyone cracked themselves. And he was so proud of himself. He was like, look at me go. Dun, 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 dun.
And then you kind of came down a sigh.
A beautiful
and
staircase.
And I was just worried you were going to tumble.
I had that thought. As I was walking down, like, don't fall.
Well, but I think you lost weight after this wedding. Between this wedding and that wedding, you kind of...
I did.
You must have lost, like, 6 or 7 kilos.
I was a lot skinnier.
What the hell happened, man?
Stress, man. Who has 2 weddings that close to each other? It's fucking stressful. Okay. All the people we had to go meet in Korea with the family was insane. Okay, we didn't actually have a break. I have to say, afterwards, Jacob and I joked with each other. We were like, I'm so glad I don't have to marry you again. Because 2 was enough. We were so tired after that. With the Korean weddings, the woman will, until the actual ceremony, will be sitting up in a photo area.
Oh, the photo area with that big rose wall was beautiful.
The photo area where all the guests go to congratulate her and take a photo with the bride and all that stuff, right? While the family, the parents and the groom, so the parents this of both is where sides and the groom, yes, they are downstairs welcoming everyone, shaking hands, all that kind of stuff.
Can I just share with everybody? Sure. So Dad is 6'2".
He was a butler that day.
I'm like the size of the Koreans, just a little bit more chubby. I'm like a soft Korean.
Okay, yeah.
Which means I'm a non-Korean because yes. I've got too much love handled. Okay. So I've got this beautiful hanbok that your mother-in-law got.
She bought you, yeah.
She was, and I'm wearing it again on Saturday. Mm. Hopefully I'll fit into it.
You will.
Okay, sure, I will. Anyhow, Dad goes, I'm a fucking giant.
He was really tall.
And then they gave us white gloves and he went, I'm not wearing those. I was like, you can't. Oh, they gave me little white lace gloves.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
I think Jacob's mom also wore them.
He goes, Irene, you have to. We went, I'm not. And then all the family come and greet us and we were just shaking hands. Daddy goes, I'm tired. Because we were on display.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
I tried to explain to John's mom how it worked, but she didn't quite understand the difference in what it would be like. And they were the revered grandparents. But it was what an experience. Yeah. And because we couldn't understand and the wedding hall people didn't speak English, you kind of just tugged left, tugged right, tugged left. Ow! I
stepped on her foot. It was an accident.
Ow!
My foot was busy going to sleep. I needed to move it. Your foot just happened to be in the way. So
I'm going to have tread marks on my toes.
Shit. That's bad.
Well, whose toe is it? Yours or mine? God.
Oh,
Lord. Anyway.
So.
Where were we? Oh, we were walking through. So you were sitting up in that room.
Yes, yes.
And we were being taken
through. I mean, that's pretty exhausting as well. My cheeks were so sore after that day. That smiling in photos I had to do with all the people who were coming to congratulate me.
But even the first wedding, your face was sore.
Yes, because we literally did bridal preparation.
You've got so many photo albums.
Jesus, we had bridal preparation photos. We had actual ceremony photos, reception photos, the between them, which were the fancy photos. Mm. Like, it was insane. We had so many fucking photos.
I will say, though, the wedding hall was a fascinating experience. We brought your dress over, though. So yes. From the first wedding to the second wedding, I had it laundered.
Yes.
Is that the right word?
Well, I have to say that I really put that wedding dress to use.
Do you still have it?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in your closet.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Like, I don't think, like, that is a wedding dress that has been worn.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
In 2 different countries.
I think it was amazing. And you look different from the one wedding to the other.
Mm.
You look like you were your sister in the sick. You look like a different person.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. I really looked like 2 different people.
You did. It looked like you were, Jacob was married you.
To be honest, I enjoyed my look at the Korean wedding more.
You look very feminine and soft.
Mm. The Western makeup was very
more dramatic.
Yes.
Where
the Korean one was very light and
natural.
Can
I tell everyone about the hairpiece I had to wear?
Yeah, go for it.
So I wear my hair like a bob. I grew it now and I've cut it again.
Yes.
And Jacob's dad went, oh, hairpiece. I went, no. Like, I have hair. Like, he went, no, hairpiece. I'm going, no. I have a bob. He went, no, hairpiece. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to win this one. Yeah, no, fucking hairpiece. Here we come. And so it looked like I had long hair that was tied up in a bun.
Because when you're wearing a humbug, there's a certain kind of.
Well, I'm not doing hairpiece this
weekend. No, it's fine. That was in Korea. We're not in Korea, so it's fine.
So imagine how many rules I would have broken had I ever lived in Korea. Sweet Lord, they wouldn't have known what. I might have been a miserable human.
Okay, so we do the ceremony. I think Dad walked me down the aisle again.
Yes, he did. God, he had lots of practice, hey?
Yeah.
And then there was these like thrones that the parents were sitting on either side. my God.
So the stage on either side of the wings of the stage, the parents were sitting on these big chairs.
A throne.
Right. Mm-hmm. And technically it's still part of the stage because then everyone was looking.
Yes, the throne.
Yes.
And we don't know when we're sitting or when we're standing.
No, you just kind of went with the flow. So it started off Jacob's dad
saying stuff.
Was reading some advice and some stuff to us, and we did vows and read it out to people.
Jacob sang.
Jacob played the guitar, and his best friend Richard played the piano, and Jacob sang. And when we were in Korea, I had stayed home one of the nights, and Jacob had actually gone out to practice with Richard and do all that stuff. So that was quite sweet. And you sang.
And I
was crying, and then all the ladies who at the thing were going, stop crying, stop crying, wiping my face. I'm like, I'm sorry, I won't cry.
But then I got so I was so stage fright. It was like, so my brain was like, nyong. I couldn't remember the song piece, so I just made some shit up in between. It was good, but it was seriously.
It is a show.
It is a show. Yes. Something I've never seen.
And then there's us having to bow to the parents, and then the.
You had to go, and Jacob.
Jacob was on the floor
in front of Dad. Can I remind him of that? Oh shit!
So the woman, obviously, because she's in a dress, only has to go 90 degrees, but the man has to go all the way to the floor.
Yeah, what is that to symbolize?
Respect.
Yeah, 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 boy. That's your
boy. Stop calling my husband, honey. And I remember you telling me afterwards, Dad was like, why is he on the floor in front of me? What the fuck's going on?
It was so funny. Before the wedding, though, Jacob's family took us for dinner.
Yes.
To a steak restaurant.
No, it's a Korean Hanu restaurant. Hanu is like prime
steak.
Prime beef. Like the highest quality beef you can get.
Like, we don't even know what that is in Australia.
It is. Okay. Yeah, it's very hard to get Hanu here.
So we go, and it's beautiful. Mm. And Daddy's mom and dad are there, and they're from the UK.
Yes.
And
you got to take your shoes off.
You got to take your shoes, which was all fine, right? And then when we left, who said to them that they had dog?
Oh, Jacob.
Jacob, went, like, I have to tell
he said to me, let's trick your parents, right? Because I want to see their reaction. I'm going to tell them it was actually dog that they ate. I was like, okay, if you want to die, go for it. Okay, go. Tell the story.
I can't remember, but I think John's mom and dad freaked out a lot by the dog.
Yeah.
But
anyone would.
Actually, your reception, your brother, because the reception hall, but let's go back to the wedding. The reception hall. So after the big show.
Yes.
You guys were dressing in your traditional clothes.
Yes.
And then the brides, all the guests are allowed to go through the fastest buffet known to humankind.
Because let me just explain the other thing. With these wedding halls, right, they usually have three weddings in a day, but it's back to back, right? You have a time slot, and you need to get in and out within that time slot for the next wedding to then happen, right? So it's basically like a factory chain of wedding that happens.
And it was more than just this wedding. There was this hall in the same center, and there was another one or two, but there was a massive food court.
Yes.
So we were all in and out, and your name was in. And I said to John, God, I'm so thirsty and hungry. But we had like one cool drink, one beer, one bottle of it. small bottle of wine. It was not like enough so you could actually sit and
because they want you to just
they want you to drink and leave.
Yeah.
And Josh was going, there's dog. I'm telling you, there's dog, because it was a buffet. And he says, there's dog meat on the pizza.
There wasn't. It's actually very nice food.
No, but Josh was just being funny. It was lovely. It was fast. And then we got called down to
to do the
Pebek ceremony,
which is the traditional kind of, because it's more modern. What they do is they do the modern version, and then they do a mini version of a traditional Korean wedding, right? So Jacob was actually dressed in a hanbok.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, before that, Jacob and I dressed in normal hanboks
to go more modern ones
to circulate and say thank you. So fucking tired, because it was literally 5 minutes going around saying thank you, hugging, like
being touched.
And Jacob was in a hanbok, and it was like, duh, 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 and then they usher us back out, and then we're in the traditional wedding room, and then we're changing into a different type of hanbok, which is more of the older style.
And this
style.
Is where we needed money, and I'm going, money? What fucking money? We've already given them wedding presents. Now we need to find money in an envelope. Shit.
You did it, though.
I found some cash. I don't think it was much.
Doesn't matter. Yes, so it's called a Pebek. I think I'm saying that right. Any people who are listening who also speak Korean can correct me otherwise. But yes, the Pebek, I'll read you here. So in Korea, the bride historically would come to live in her in-law's house, becoming a permanent part of their family. For this reason, the Pebek traditionally involved only the groom's family, the groom and the bride. The Pebek is part of a larger post-wedding ritual process called the Hure, I think that's, which is historically commenced with the bride parading to the groom's house. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Into a porter.
Like a procession.
Yeah. In a porter carried tiger pelt covered plaque. What? No.
It's like a.
Panic.
Yes, so it's those things that you carry.
Yeah, the men.
That they used in the Korean movies, yes.
A processional called a Wugwi. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as part of this thing, it's a three days after the Wugwi processional, the couple visits the groom's family shrine to pay respects in a ceremony called, I'm not even going to try and say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. So the modern version of this is that version of the Pebek has given equal footing to the bride's parents,
mm-hmm.
fully including them in the ceremony, historically only reserved for the groom's parents and the couple. As traditional Korean wedding planners explain, many couples of today choose to perform the Pebek during the post-wedding cocktail hour, which
cocktail
is
cocktail hour.
Yeah, sure.
It's the food hall.
The
mess hall, yes. Yeah.
So it's now shared with all the wedding guests, including the instead of following the tradition of being a private affair. So yes, it was kind of open, and we
but
could
it was
see,
mainly family.
Yes, family that popped through, and some of my friends had a look through, and Jacob's friends had a pop through. So basically, how it goes, right, is Jacob and I dressed up in this outfit. I also post some of these pictures on our Facebook page. And it's set up very beautifully. There's all this food and all these drinks and stuff. So Jacob and I are bowing to each other. That's how it starts.
Yeah.
Right. And then we go sit, and then the parents, no,
we sit,
you guys sit first behind the table. So there's this table and Jacob and I are paying our respects.
So you have to go really
low. We pour alcohol. It was alcohol.
I can't remember. I thought it was tea.
But... No, no. I think it's supposed to be tea, but it was alcohol.
Okay.
Like soju. That we then poured, and we give it to the parents who then drink, and it's a exchange and sign of respect and all that stuff. So we did it for you, and we did it for
Jacob's
parents and Jacob's brother and his wife and
his aunt
Josh.
Oh, and Elaine and Brian.
Elaine and Brian and Jacob's dad's oldest
sister,
brother's wife.
Yeah.
Right. After we do that, they then give us advice on marriage
and they give you money.
Blah, blah, blah. And then they give us money. So that's that main bit. Then there is the, Oh, yes, the throwing of the dates and the chestnuts, which was fun. So there's this big piece of cloth that Jacob and I hold, mm-hmm. right? And then the parents, did you guys throw?
I can't remember.
I know that Jacob's mom and dad threw. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole bunch of chestnuts and dates. And the dates, what is it? The dates represent sons and the chestnuts represent daughters.
Did you have any chestnuts?
Yes, I did.
How many dates did you have?
I think I actually had more chestnuts, to be honest.
So what the hell happened?
I don't know. Anyway, so it says here that it was a lot of fun. The parents, still sitting behind the low table, gather a pile of dates and chestnuts and throw them towards the couple. The number of dates and chestnuts the happy couple catch in the cloth represent the number of children they will have, with dates representing sons and chestnuts representing daughters. If I had that many children, I would die, because there was quite a lot in the cloth. In modern times, it is acceptable to catch very few. For instance, one date and one chestnut. I don't think we even thought of that. We just went, catch them!
God. You guys were like savages. And then was the carrying.
Piggybacking the bride, which didn't actually go the way it was supposed to, and I'll never let Jacob live.
You're
this
stronger
down.
Than your husband.
I am. Well, I am a Jacobs, am I not?
You're Jacobs.
Sorry. Anyway, the next bit was that the groom, it says may or may not, depending on his confidence. Jacob did not have any confidence. God. Where's the rest of this? Oh, yeah. Piggyback the bride once or twice around the table. If the groom is feeling confident, he may carry his mother and his mother-in-law around the table as well. That did not happen. Discussing in advance whether the piggyback will happen or not is not advised. One's mother or mother-in-law may prefer not to participate in this section of the ceremony. So I didn't know this was happening. And then they were like, oh, yeah, he's going to piggyback you. So Jacob is like getting ready and I'm leaning on him and he's like, and he's trying to lift. And I'm like, Jacob, this is fucking embarrassing. Just, can you just pick me up so we can go around this table? He's like, I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm like, Jacob, if you don't do this in 5 seconds, I'm going to be the one to do it. He's like, okay, I'm going to do it. He didn't do it. And I'm the one who ended up piggybacking him around the table.
I don't know if that was a good symbolic thing.
I'm the one who carries the family. That is what it symbolizes in my mind. So I piggybacked him twice around the table and his dad is like cracking himself laughing. His whole family are watching going, oh my fuck. Literally what I imagine Jacob's dad's thinking. So Jacob and his dad make eye contact. He's like, dad, it's like, son, I can't do anything for you anymore. It's done. I'm sorry. And because of that, I was then in control of the money. No, there was another thing we did where it was a date. Mm-hmm. So we ate a date, right? And the man had to bite the pip.
Who got the pip?
No, and when he gets the pip, that means he's going to be in control of the finances. Right, so as we bite it, he pulls away, and guess what's stuck in my mouth? And to this day, I'm still in control of our finances. So yes, Jacob is never living those, and we have photo evidence of all of this. At the end, all the money envelopes that his family gave us, I got to hold because I was the one who had the pip. So you can see me in the photo going, "Oh yeah, look at the money."
God.
Yes, I think let's quickly to wrap up the episode talk about the good, bad, crazy.
Okay. Good.
Good was I think I really enjoyed doing that ending, the traditional ceremony. I was really looking forward to it and I was really excited about it. So getting to do that was great. And the memories with that was awesome.
Yes.
The bad was probably not getting a break because it was like 3 hours of nonstop.
Mm.
Like there was no break there. Mm-mm. And Jake and I were so fucking tired after that. We were literally like, I don't want to marry you again. Please. The crazy was...
The piggybacking.
probably part of that, yes, but crazy in a good way for me, probably for Jacob losing some of his manly pride. I'm not a man, Dad! I'm like, son, I can't help you. But it was great. And I think I actually really enjoyed the Korean wedding more than the Western one.
It was something new and different. Mm. And because there's a whole entourage making sure it's perfect.
Yes.
It takes a lot of
stress. My high S was like, oh, yes. So nice.
While at your other wedding, we were the ones making sure it was moving.
Mm. There was a bit of stress on it.
Which Western weddings always
and
are.
And then you guys flew out.
The following day.
Yeah.
Man, it was nuts. It was totally nuts. Oh, I think we flew home via Hong Kong.
Mm. Oh, very God. Stressful. But that's my weddings. Hopefully I don't do any more in my life.
Listen, it was wonderful to see all the cultural differences, and I just wanted to see you happy, and I'm glad you were, and you had the best time.
Mm. I have so many stories of my Korean wedding.
So why don't everybody out there post us their ideas on their wedding, have a good laugh with us. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Wait, what are we rating it?
Oh.
What's the flavor of the episode?
Kimchi.
Why? Because Korea?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to rate it dates and chestnuts.
A kimchi dates and chestnuts.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, everyone. This is Olive.
And this is Rice.
Mother and daughter.
And we bring you a daily dose of flavor to your life. See you next time. Bye.